Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It is Monday afternoon, 2:42 p.m. Pacific time. The 49ers have made a signing. Leonard Floyd, Ian Rappaport, the first to report it this afternoon. 2 years, $20 million, worth up to $24 million. He gets a $12 million guarantee in year one. And this is good for the 49ers. This is a good deal. This does not mean he's their big splash. This is not a big splash. It's not a big splash player. But the good news is it's not a big splash money signing for the 49ers. $12 million next year. That'll put him somewhere around the top 25 in terms of pass rusher money. That's not crazy pass rusher money. And he fills a hole that the 49ers have, a massive hole that the 49ers have been trying to fill for several years. A consistent, durable pass rusher opposite of Nick Bosa. Now, this doesn't mean that he will be their go-to guy. If he is their starter opposite of Bosa, I think it's an upgrade. But this doesn't preclude them from spending big money on somebody else because it's just a really reasonable deal. I mean, when you go back and look at him, he doesn't get hurt, and he gets to the quarterback. Now, this is not going to be one of your top 20 graded PFF edge rushers. He's going to be a little bit better when you look at the grades than Chase Young is against the run, which the Niners need help with. But I think on a fundamental level, if we just go productivity, I mean, take a look at what the 49ers have had next to Nick Bosa for the last 3 years. And keep in mind, as you look at this, that the last 4 years, Leonard Floyd has been about a 10-sack guy every year. This last year on the Bills, his only year on the Bills, 10.5 sacks. 2 years ago on the Rams, 9 sacks. Year before that on the Rams, 9.5 sacks. And year before that on the Rams, 10.5 sacks. So for the last 4 years, you're looking at a 10-sack guy. Here is the comparison. Here's what the 49ers have had. I'm putting it on the screen for those of you on YouTube. Here's what the 49ers have had the last 3 years. I didn't put 2020 on here because Bosa was hurt. This year, edge rushers, 49ers got 3.5 sacks from Cleveland Furl. That was their number two guy. They got 2.5 sacks from Randy Gregory. They got 2.5 sacks in 9 games from Chase Young, who had 7.5 total sacks on the year. So year before, Samson Ebukam, 5 sacks. Charles Omenihu, 4.5 sacks. So you got 9.5 sacks from Ebukam and Omenihu, and they were a hell of a combo. Like, you remember back to 2022, those two guys were a very good combination of pass rushers, not always healthy. That 9.5 sacks in 2022 was essentially the same number of sacks that Leonard Floyd had as a Ram in 2022. 2021, Leonard Floyd had 9.5 sacks for the Rams. That year, the Niners' number two pass rusher was a very productive Arden Key. That was a great year from the Niners' number two pass rusher. 6.5 sacks from Arden Key in 2021. 4.5 sacks from Samson Ebukam in 2021. That was a really good combo. Arden Key got paid after that, rightfully so, because he was productive. So you're looking at consistency. You're looking at productivity. If you listen to the podcast or watch the stream earlier on Monday morning that I did, kind of diving into what would the profile of a player that the Niners are looking for be, it would be a guy ready to impact now, not necessarily an age projection. So ideally in free agency, when you pay guys, you're paying guys for their prime, right? That's about to occur, not what they've already done in the past. And that can happen a lot in free agency. Whether it's the Niners or somebody else that pays Brandon Ayuk this year or next year, Ayuk is entering his athletic prime by age. So you will be paying for his prime, not for what he's done. For Leonard Floyd, you're not paying for his prime necessarily, but you're also not paying for what he's done. You think he can do this for another year, right? With every NFL contract, however many years there are on it, I go, all right, half that is what you're expecting production for. And this year, sign him to a two-year deal. So you're signing him for this year to try and help you win a Super Bowl this year. It means that you're not relying as much on, if Drake Jackson's in the mix, he's your fourth pass rusher. Hell, Leonard Floyd might be your third pass rusher. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Eric Armstead, who, you know, everyone's just kind of waiting to see him be released, but he's going to test the market. What will the market for Eric Armstead be? Is there a world where he returns to the 49ers? I think there is that world. Won't be for what he was going to make. But this is a productive, this is a guy that gets to the quarterback, makes plays, has done a really nice job making the most of a career that looked like he was maybe going to be bust potential after he was drafted really high by the Chicago Bears. And it's put a really nice career together for himself and has proven to be a playmaker. His last, not that this matters, his last game against the 49ers as a Ram, he had two sacks. So, you know, he looks a little different. He doesn't look like Chase Young, as jacked up as Chase Young. When I say 31, he's really 32. He's going to be 32 on September 8th. But he's been a productive player, and he is better against the run. I think the evidence is he's better against the run than Chase Young. So I like this more than having Chase Young back. I guess Chase Young could still come back. Wouldn't be my first choice. As kind of another pass rusher with Leonard Floyd. But solid, productive player, played for a really good defense, played for good defensive coaches, some familiarity with Brandon Staley. He played for Brandon Staley for a year with the Rams. So maybe maybe there's some Brandon Staley influence here. But I always say this. I said it about defensive coordinators last few weeks before the Niners hired one and after they hired one. And I think the same should apply to defensive players. Kyle Shanahan should know what he's looking for when it comes to defensive players. He is the game planner. He is the guy that has to prepare for the defense. So he knows exactly what the other side of the field is doing. He's also got Trent Williams to get feedback from. So even though, yes, Brandon Staley coached this guy, Kyle Shanahan's coached against him more years than Brandon Staley coached him. So Kyle Shanahan has a very good idea. I think sometimes it can be a little dangerous. You can overpay. Oh, this guy went off against us. But I think with Shanahan, who's very astute, very sharp, knows what gives his defense problems and what doesn't, this is a good signing. You have to believe that he's got a very good sense for the type of player that Leonard Floyd is. Ryan on the stream asks, easy to get out after year one. We haven't seen all the contract details yet. But with a $20 million deal with a ceiling of $24 million, $12 million guaranteed in year one, I would expect that when we see the details on this contract, that there's not much guaranteed in year two here. That would be my expectation. On average, you say maybe a 10-year deal per year, which if that's the case, and let's just say it's a two-year contract, which I don't think it really is, but let's just say that it is. Even at a two-year contract, if it's $10 million a year, if he plays every game for you this year, and you can't assume, you know, past performance is not an indication, but he's been healthy. We go back and look. He played 17 games this year. He played 17 games last year. He played 17 games the year before that. He played 16 games the year before that, 16 games the year before that, 16 games the year before that. Leonard Floyd hasn't missed a game in 6 years, okay? So let's say he plays 17 games. Even if you can't get out in year two, which I think you can, but even if you can't get out in year two, that will be a very, very palatable contract for an edge rusher who played every game for you. If he plays every game, then I think you've got to conservatively say he's going to go get you 8 sacks. And if that's the case, even if he's turning 33 years old, by 2025, $10 million is not going to be top. I mean, next year, that probably won't be top 40 money annual average value for a pass rusher. This year, the $12 million he has guaranteed is not going to be top 25 money for a pass rusher. So when you look, you're like, oh, he's not, PFF doesn't have him graded in the top 20. Well, he's not getting paid like he's top 20. My guess would be by the time the season rolls around, he will be making barely top 30 money for a pass rusher, right? It's top 25-ish right now when you look at, just when you look at the average per year numbers for guys. Yannick Ngakoue is 10.5. Sam Hubbard's 10. Okay, these are, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, great player, rookie deal, $8.9 million. So this is a good contract if he plays every game for you as he has played. Mr. Corey doesn't like it. Says an old team just got older. Would have preferred giving Chase Young a full season on a 1-year deal. Still could happen for Chase Young. I would not have preferred it. You know, this idea that Chase Young, and I said this earlier, so I'm repeating myself if you watched it earlier. But this idea that Chase Young, like now he's going to get on a prove it deal. He was solid. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I think people overreacted a little bit to the clip of him not hustling on the touchdown. But he was a solid player for them. When you watched him, the way I felt watching him was you understood why he was available for what he was available for, why he was traded for not that much compensation. And I preferred Leonard Floyd, who is going to be better against the run. And feels a little bit like a more productive Cleveland Furl, just like a body type standpoint. Doesn't look as, he's not as bulky as Chase Young. Chase Young looks great off the bus and was a solid player for them. But if they're both on this team next year, my expectation would be that Leonard Floyd starts over him. We can bring Chase back, says Sway. Yeah, you can. I mean, the Niners have done a good job with multiple pass rushers opposite of Bosa. You'd like to solidify it. Right. This is not Danielle Hunter. OK, that's not what this signing is. Bird Dog says last year Wilkes got Oliver. This year Staley gets Floyd. This guy's got a better recent track record than Oliver did at nickel. Durability and production. It's so much of what you're asking for. The Niners have lacked durability and production opposite of Nick Bosa. So. Austin says, good value isn't enough of a splash to make it worth losing Eric. Feels like a slight upgrade over Cleveland Furl. I think it's a more than slight upgrade over Cleveland Furl. It's not enough of a splash to make up for losing Armstead. I would not call this splash. I mean, it's splash in the sense that any signing is fun. You know, it's splash, I guess, in the sense that he was the 9th overall pick, but you know, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. You know, this guy's done a really good job of, he's like the Ted Ginn Jr. of top 10 picks. He never lived up to that. Maybe even a little better. First blush, we can double check the Ted Ginn numbers, but first blush, I would say, you know, eventually Ted put together a career that was solid, and it didn't matter that he was drafted really high. That was a bad pick, but everyone moved on and he had a nice career. Leonard Floyd drafted 9th overall. You know, the Bears didn't get what they were hoping for in the top 10, but he's gone on to have a career where the first thing you say about Leonard Floyd is not, nah, he was the 9th pick, never lived up to it. No, he's just had a really good career and he's done it by being healthy.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Jake Franks on the stream says Armstead hasn't been fully released yet. Now, he hasn't even been partially released. They haven't released him at all. The expectation is there. If you go back to this morning, what Adam Schefter said, you go back to the reports, The way Mayoko reported it was they went to him and asked him to take a pay cut, and he decided to test free agency. The way Schefter wrote it was, Schefter's report made it seem as if there were some negotiation, which makes you think that he could still come back. I've not slammed, whether he's released or not, I've not slammed the door on him. There's definitely, I would imagine, understanding for his agent that they can go out, see what's out there, and then perhaps choose to come back and renegotiate, right? You don't release him. You keep him under contract. You let him see what's out there. You let him find out, and then he can come back and do a renegotiation instead of being released and then re-signing. So it makes sense to me that he hasn't been released yet. That tells me, this just me reading the tea leaves, that they're out there looking for what happens, looking what the market bears. The Niners can see how much they're going to spend elsewhere. They know what it would what they would gain by releasing him. And so if they get in a situation where they go, you know what, we want to release him now because we're about to make another signing and we need to do it, fine, then they'll do it. Otherwise, I got to think they wanted him back, right? For the right number, the Niners wanted Eric Armstead back. Eric Armstead was willing to listen to what they wanted. He was willing to hear, like, okay, how much of a restructure do you want? I think Eric Armstead would come back if the number is appropriate for him. So there's no reason for the 49ers to release him until they either need that spot or until he says, guys, you wanted me to play this year for whatever, I'll just make up a number, $12 million. Somebody is offering me 2 years and 35. I'm going to go. So until either one of those things happens, there's no reason for them to jump ahead and take. There's just no reason for those moves. So that's my read on the Armstead situation right now. Maitland Eagle says Floyd is going to be what the Niners hoped Dee Ford would be. I think that's a pretty good comp. You know, Dee Ford just turned out to never be healthy. Ever. How many games did Dee Ford play for the Niners? He played 18. He appeared in 18 games in 3 years. Matthew says the Niners save money after a June 1 release on Eric Armstead. Correct. Now, it also makes it very hard for Eric Armstead to sign somewhere, but maybe medically he's not ready to sign somewhere anyway. It might be that I've not seen somebody, if you've seen a report on Eric's health post-surgery, you know, he may not be in a position where he's going to pass a physical anyway. So there's just no rush. I'm glad you mentioned this. I didn't have a chance to mention it, but I was looking at the picture earlier. Leonard Floyd, one of his claims to fame this year, 2023, was he's the guy that tackled Aaron Rodgers on opening night and tore his Achilles. I don't know if that's a claim to fame, but that is a thing that just happened. Boss Life says, off-brand coaches, off-brand players, LOL, window is shut. Disagree. So Boss Life doesn't like the Sorensen hire, a defensive coordinator, and doesn't like the Leonard Floyd. I don't know what's off-brand about 10 sacks. I don't think there's really anything off-brand about 10 sacks. What makes it off-brand, to me, any brand is just a brand. And then it's an off-brand when it tries to be something that it's not. If you're out there selling your t-shirts for $4 at Ross, that's just your brand. Now, if you're selling your t-shirt for $4 at Ross with some wannabe Nike logo, now you're an off-brand. Leonard Floyd is not pretending, and the Niners, the money tells us they're not pretending that he's anything that he's not. No one's pretending he's Bosa. Nobody's pretending he's Danielle Hunter. He's a solid player that plays all the time and earns good money to do it. Good production, good money. This is one of those deals that you wonder, you know, can a deal like that happen in free agency? Do guys get too overpaid? This is not off-brand. Also, the other thing about the window, I would disagree. I mean, we'll see what this roster looks like. But imagine you didn't watch the Niners a lot and that these were not the 49ers. These were some expansion team. Okay. The Portland Beavers. And on their roster, they had Nick Bosa, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Mooney Ward, Talanoa Hufanga, D'Amador Lenore, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, Brandon Ayuk, okay, and Brock Purdy. If I told you those were the Portland Beavers, the NFL's expansion team, you'd say, holy shit, that team could win the Super Bowl. So let's not get crazy here and act like the Super Bowl window is closed. That's crazy talk. I got a very important phone call right now, and I have to take it. And I'm going to try and jump back on this. You know what? We got to end the stream. I got to go. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.